This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Man, Paul Joseph Watson's coming up to quarterback this hour in the next segment, just 6 minutes away. You got Owen Schroyer, who's on fire, along with David Knight and others, coming up today, 3 o'clock Central. You can see Paul Watson there scanning the news, very wolf-like. Him there with the gun, me with the belt, feeding him, right, Jack? So there's Paul Watson. We'll talk to Paul here in just a minute when he kicks off the transmission. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is almost here, 2017, and it's hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe there's an open public war on Christmas, and there's a war on free speech, and there's a war on Western values, and there's a war on Christianity. They're taking down Christian symbols all over Europe, taking them out of churches here, taking the Red Cross off the Red Cross in Europe. It's amazing. And they're trying to shut down our free speech. But I tell you, folks are funding independent organizations like InfoWars by buying products directly from us, not just giving us donations. That way you know you're getting a high-quality product that helps you. It's symbiotic, and you help us get the word out. And I've got something big I want to announce right now for the few weeks leading up to Christmas. If you order by the 19th, you've got guaranteed delivery by Christmas. You get 10% off additionally when you sign up for AutoShip. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the new, huge, high-tech, fancy, amazing security shopping cart we're launching as a whole new division separate from InfoWars Store. And that's Fortified Supply, a survival and camping store, an exclusive InfoWars Life reseller. Today, we're happy to announce FortifiedSupply.com, the first and only official InfoWars Life reseller. Fortified Supply is an exciting survival and camping store built exclusively to help you and your family survive any emergency that may come their way. I personally met with the great team and built the team. Again, we're breaking up into different operations behind Fortified Supply, and they are true patriots. That's why we're trusting them to provide InfoWars Life products to help spread the word about our healthy and affordable supplements. From storable foods to heirloom seeds, health supplements to water filters to camping gear, FortifiedSupply.com has it all at amazing prices. Right now, they're keeping some of our incredible specials from last week going only at FortifiedSupply.com that are not available at InfoWarsStore.com, including BrainForce Plus, 50% off, and Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, 67% off. Everybody needs to be ready for an emergency, especially with everything that's been going on. So go to FortifiedSupply.com to see what they can offer to help you get prepared. That's FortifiedSupply.com. And don't forget, you can still grab the great sales on BrainForce Plus, 50% off, and Silver Bullet, 67% off today at FortifiedSupply.com. But the main big sales on supplements are also going with the things like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink, 50% off, and the Super Blue Colloidal Silver Fortified, and, of course, Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, Super Blue for adults and children. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have something exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com that is a new rewards system, 5%. That's on the very high end of rewards program, Patriot Points. You've been asking for it, and we've listened. We've created a system to reward you for your support in the InfoWar. That's why we're proud to introduce our new Patriot Points loyalty program. Patriot Points rewards you when you buy our incredible high-quality products with points for every purchase made on the InfoWars store. The rewards plan is simple. You sign up for an account on the store by having an account. Every dollar you spend earns an additional 5 points. When you have 5 points, you can spend them on rewards. This is basically giving you an additional 5% on top of the other discounts. It's insane. Off of everything in the store. This even includes sale items and auto ship items. You can get incredible rewards like $5, $10, $20, or $50 off coupons, free items, and future purchases. Learn more at InfoWarsStore.com with the new Patriot Points. Get the best bang for your buck with Patriot Points for your account. It's free and easy. Rewards for supporting our crew in the fight against tyranny. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, man, people talk about being overwhelmed or dizzy. I am literally just looking at all this news during the break. I got dizzy for a minute. I mean, you got Conyers leaving. You got the fake Russia investigation. You've got all these Democrat FBI agents getting caught covering up for Hillary are the very ones lying about Flynn and Trump. You've got them just foaming at the mouth. You've got fake polls out saying Trump has horrible approval ratings. But if you go check with the big tech companies and the bots and the corporate numbers like we had during the election, Trump's even more popular. And he's gotten the tax cuts almost through. You've got all this other craziness going on. The Supreme Court rules Trump travel ban to go into full effect, totally constitutional, another major victory. And then you've got them beating the drum that Trump's a total failure, his neck's going in the noose, and him and his whole operation are going to prison for life. This from the creepy, evil Mika Brzezinski and psycho Joe Scarborough. I mean, it is unbelievable. And then we have former head of the NSA operations. The actual guy that ran it, head of technical, behind Snowden movie, everything, laying out how they've totally tested it. It's all fake. It was from inside the U.S. government. There is no Russian involvement. The whole hack, WikiLeaks, all of it. We already knew that, but it's William Binney said he's about, what did he say, next week to publish the findings. You got the exclusive today about his meeting with Pompeo, the head of the CIA. I can't believe it when Benny was here out having steaks and talking and all the stuff behind the scenes. I mean, this is a real James Bond movie, folks. And Paul Watson's really from England. He's our real Kingsman over there. Paul, stuff is just getting... This is so real, though. This isn't a simulation. We're in the real world. This is really happening. And the globalists are getting their butts kicked, but they are striking back. They are fighting back. What do you make of just this insanity on every front and what do you think is really going on here, Paul? And where do you think this is going to go with Mueller?
Well, it's what Mark Pantano pointed out this morning, and he's a former prosecutor. He thinks it's going, and this matches up to what we've reported before. They're deliberately now going after Trump's financial transactions with Deutsche Bank from 2 decades ago. Okay, they were already investigating Russians who had rented and bought his apartment years and years ago. They're deliberately trying to trigger Trump to fire Mueller so then they can set off the impeachment investigation, the full impeachment of Donald Trump with the support of some Republicans, the Never Trumpers and some others, who will freak out if he fires Mueller. But that's exactly what Mueller wants. Mueller wants to be fired. That's why he's now getting so invasive. They've got no evidence whatsoever.
And by the way, that's why the harassment is just going to get... I totally agree. The harassment, this is harassment. This is stalking. The illegal, even CNN admits it's stalking. The total stalking is just going to intensify. And this weekend on Saturday Night Live, they look at the camera and they go, fire Mueller, Trump. I mean, that's what they want. They want, because they have nothing, there is nothing, and so they want him to fire Mueller. I don't think Trump's going to do it, because I've talked to folks behind the scenes that talk to the president. He's going from being mad about this to just saying, I don't care. There's nothing. They make something up. I don't care. Try to impeach me. Bring me into Congress. I'm ready. I mean, he just is sick of it. While the economy comes back, while our sovereignty comes back. I mean, it's just crazy, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what Trump should do. He should just let it fizzle out, because that's where they want to bait the trap. They want to bait him into that. When the real thing that should be happening is that Mueller should be stepping down, as many prominent people are now saying. There's another big story just come out in the recent hour. A Mueller deputy praised DOJ official after she defied Trump travel ban order. Quote, I am so proud. So not only have they got this anti-Trump zealot leading the Russia investigation, at least close to the head of it, investigating Hillary Clinton's emails, watering down that charge against Hillary Clinton so she could avoid prison. It's completely littered with anti-Trump zealots, and now another one's come out. It's what Trump said from the very beginning. This is a political witch hunt, all based around them wanting revenge for losing the election. That's it. Now, tons of these individuals are coming out, proving what we said all along. This is a political witch hunt. It's got nothing to do with Russian collusion. Now there's another one that's just come out. Mueller needs to go.
They're anti-America globalists. They use illegal spying on Trump that just proves Trump did nothing wrong, but then still use that to indict Flynn. I mean, do they not know what this looks like? Or is it just like the election where they still think they're in power? Because, I mean, let me tell you, they've got to get in trouble now. And I understand Trump now more and more doesn't need to fire Mueller because it's blowing up in their face. But what about the rest of the Department of Justice? It's full of these Obama, Clinton-era criminals that are just foaming at the mouth criminals, covering up Russia, selling us out, hating America. I mean, this is, I want them arrested. They're completely caught red-handed, man. And I'm calling for long prison sentences, man. I mean, these people are sick.
Well, they spied on American citizens when they wiretapped Trump's campaign. That's criminal. People got to go to prison for this. From the very beginning, immediately after the inauguration, we know they set up war rooms near the White House. They actually wanted Obama to lead the resistance. He wasn't really interested in doing that. That's why he's kind of disappeared into the background. He'll come back, give speeches during the midterms and in 2020.
Yeah, he's smartly sitting on the sidelines waiting to come as an opportunist.
Yeah, but they set this up from the very beginning. So it's no surprise this was about delegitimizing President Trump, derailing his agenda. It hasn't worked to a large extent, of course, because yesterday even Michael Moore came out and said, listen, don't be naive in thinking that this is stopping Trump's agenda. He's getting a lot of his agenda done. No greater endorsement than that coming from Michael Moore, who's literally tried to get Democrats to invoke national emergencies to install Hillary as a dictator.
That's another question.
Now, even he's losing a bit of faith and saying, no, actually, Trump's getting stuff done. The economy's roaring. We got the travel ban back in. We got the tax cuts coming down the line. And it's looking a lot better for him going into the new year, which is why they need to ramp up this, again, hysteria, which will get the never-Trumpers and some of those establishment Republicans back on board for this impeachment push if they bait him into filing Mueller, which he shouldn't do.
And I agree with you. And Roger Stone's always giving me good info. And he's a smart guy. But he keeps thinking fire Mueller because he thinks the fake indictment is going to hurt Trump. Let them have a fake indictment by the kangaroo court out of the D.C. swamp. Let the swamp monsters sit there and make up some crud. They make it up about me. It's a total joke because they're still not going to get the impeachment in the House. And then just let how they're all working for Hillary and how they're the ones that, with Russia collusion, just let them do it. It'd be like having Hitler at the Nuremberg trial sentencing other Nazis to death. I mean, I think let them just have their big fiasco.
No, precisely, because they've got no legal precedent. It wasn't obstruction of justice to fire Comey. I mean, it was perfectly within Trump's remit. There's no precedent for that whatsoever matching up. So the law, the legal precedent's on Trump's side, but they need to create this hysteria. But now the Wall Street Journal editorial board has come out and said that Mueller needs to go. He needs to step down. Wall Street Journal's not always been very pro-Trump. It's got a lot of never-Trumpers on there. But now even they're saying Mueller needs to go. We've got more anti-Trumpers coming out that were involved above and beyond the initial ones we found out about. So the pressure is building on Mueller, and that's the narrative we need to keep on going into the new year. The weight of that pressure looks like it could derail this entire investigation, which is going nowhere because they've got no evidence of Russian collusion. They pulled a fake news stunt that got Brian Ross fired, claiming that they were in contact with the Russians before the election. Absolute chaos. It's blown up in their face. It's discredited their own investigation, and they need to wind it down. We need to investigate the real criminals who spied on Flynn and all the others against the law.
Paul, you're taking over. It's amazing hearing you on air. I wish I could get you to host more than a few hours a week. It's incredible breakdown. And look, a lot of never-Trumpers are now having to go ahead and just join with Prosperity and Americana and realizing, why scuttle a recovery? Why do this to their kids? Why? And plus, it's going to cause a political civil war that destroys all of them politically, maybe even more. I mean, they can look at the tea leaves and a few levels ahead. Don't do this. Give up. Stop. Globalism's burning down everywhere. The New World Order's in trouble. Sorry for kicking your butt. You want to keep getting it? Looks like the knight that says, Nick, he's got his arms and legs cut off, and he says, stop fighting me. And he says, it's merely a flesh wound. No, it's not a flesh wound. We have laid your ass out. Paul Watson takes over. Stay with us.
Katie Armour has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmour.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmour.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We were talking with Alex before the break about the latest developments in the Russian collusion investigation, which has discovered exactly zero evidence of Russian collusion over the course of the past, almost year it's been going. Now we have this headline out of Fox News. Again, another anti-Trump zealot involved near the head of this investigation. This has been completely compromised. It needs to be shut down. Mueller needs to step down. Now we have this. Mueller deputy praised DOJ official after she defied Trump travel ban order. Whoa, I am so proud. Top prosecutor, who is now a deputy for special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe, praised then acting Attorney General Sally Yates after she was fired in January by President Trump for refusing to defend his controversial travel ban. The email obtained by Judicial Watch through a federal lawsuit shows that on the night of January 30th, which is when the ban got shot down, Andrew Wiseman wrote to Yates under the subject line, "I am so proud," he continued, "and in awe. Thank you so much, all my deepest respects." The disclosure follows confirmation that another Mueller investigator, FBI official Peter Strzok, was fired over the summer after allegedly sending anti-Trump texts to an FBI lawyer with whom he was romantically involved. Well, he was actually married and having an extramarital affair with her. But yet another one proving that this investigation has been compromised. It is exactly what President Trump said. It was right from the very beginning, a politically motivated witch hunt solely based on getting revenge for Hillary Clinton losing the election and delegitimizing the administration of Donald Trump right from the off. That's all it was about. Now it's gone way beyond even the question of Russian collusion, given that they've got no evidence of it. Tried to claim that Flynn was told to contact the Russians before the election even took place, because that turned out to be completely fake news. They've got nothing. They're now going back through Trump's two-decade-old transactions with mortgages with Deutsche Bank to try and dig something up. Again, it's not about finding Russian collusion, because there isn't any. It's about finding anything on which to hang Trump and his administration. Anything. Remember, months ago they were going through apartments that Trump had rented out to Russians 10 years ago. Like, that was evidence of Russian collusion. So if I rent a flat off some Russian here in London, that must mean I'm colluding with the Russians, right? If I go on RT network or whatever, I'm colluding with them, just talking to a Russian, knowing a Russian now. Having known a Russian in the past, maybe. You go into a shop and buy a cup of coffee from a Russian, you're colluding with the Russians. That's basically how ridiculous it is. How on earth can you link meddling in the election, hacking the election, which is, remember, what they started off with? How can you compare that? That's what they started off with. Now, at the end of it, they've come out with, oh, Trump may have rented out an apartment to a Russian. Bombshell evidence. Absolutely incredible. And that is why, as we have up on InfoWars.com right now, many are calling for the Russian collusion investigation to be shut down. Amongst them, Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton, who said that it's been compromised basically beyond reproach. We've also got, let me read the article here. We got Fitton of Judicial Watch, obviously went on with Tucker Carlson last night, said it's been compromised. You can't rescue it now. We had conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt, who wrote an article for the Washington Post in which he called the Strzok bombshell a blockbuster revelation carrying the possibility of shattering public confidence in a number of long-held assumptions about the criminal justice system. He said the Justice Department should, quote, appoint a special counsel to investigate Strzok's actions as soon as possible. Ben Shapiro said, quote, so the same anti-Trump agent signed the opening of the Russia investigation, changed the language on Comey's Hillary investigation to avoid her criminality. Remember, he watered it down. So it was just carelessness, not actual covering up of the fact that she was leaking all this sensitive information through her emails with Anthony Weiner having access to them, the pedophile. So he was involved in that. He was involved in the setting up the Russia investigation to begin with. And, of course, he was involved. He was the guy who interviewed Michael Flynn. He also interviewed, was it Huma Abedin and other Clinton officials. They lied to the FBI, but that doesn't count. Just forget about that. That doesn't count. Because, again, all the people heading it up are Clintonites. This is completely biased. They're anti-Trump zealots. This is why it needs to be shut down. Again, as I mentioned earlier to Alex, former prosecutor Mark Pantano now believes that Mueller is trying to get fired. He's trying to get fired by being so invasive going into Trump's financial history. Because remember, that's the one thing that Trump at the very beginning said, told them not to do. So they're literally trying to get Trump triggered to the point where he fires Mueller and sparks this constitutional crisis, which leads to the attempt to impeach Donald Trump. They're trying to make him angry. They're trying to prod the bear so he lashes out and fires Mueller. That's exactly what Mueller wants, according to former prosecutor Mark Pantano. He says, quote, having obviously found no evidence of Trump colluding with Russia to illegally influence the vote, it appears that Mueller is now investigating other aspects of Trump's life. Again, they want to get anything on him, anything to hang him with, anything to keep him under this cloud, because they've got no actual evidence of Russian collusion. He continues, completely outside the bounds of his mandate in order to find anything which can be used as the basis for impeaching the president. Having found no crimes related to Russia, might it be that Mueller is attempting to get President Trump to fire him in the hopes that Congress will impeach Trump for obstruction of justice? Now, of course, it doesn't mean that they're going to be successful, but at least it gives them an in to try that. Of course, Dershowitz was on Fox News yesterday, the Harvard law professor, saying that nothing Trump has done amounts to obstruction of justice. There's no historical precedent for any of his actions representing obstruction of justice. He was perfectly within his constitutional right to fire Comey. And, of course, that was related to the fact that Comey refused to publicly state that Trump himself personally was not under investigation. It wasn't to do with the fact of Flynn lying to the FBI. So there's no evidence of that. But, again, they want to create this crisis atmosphere to try and convince some of those never-Trump Republicans and other Republicans in the GOP establishment to drop the hammer and to go along with the impeachment after the 2018 midterms, when the Democrats, of course, hope to win back some of those seats. Not that they're probably going to do so, because, again, they have no actual policy platform apart from relentless hysteria about Donald Trump and Russia, about Donald Trump and racism, about Donald Trump and misogyny. But, again, if they can whip up enough of an atmosphere of chaos and crisis and hysteria, who knows, they might have a chance of at least attempting to impeach Donald Trump, put his administration on the back foot, and use that as a bulwark to stop him advancing with his policy agenda, which he has started to make accomplishments with, of course, in the recent few months, especially the tax cut coming up. So that's what they want to do. They're trying to get into a position where Trump fires Mueller. Mueller wants to be fired. That's the direction they're heading in this Russian investigation. And most people don't know about it. They need to know about it because this is serious business. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show to talk about Meryl Streep's rampant hypocrisy. Don't go away.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Live, it is the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get back into the news, talking about Meryl Streep's rampant hypocrisy, I want to tell you about some of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Because, of course, as I was talking about with the Russia investigation, basically the past year has been the left viciously striking back in revenge against the fact that they lost the election. Now, much of that has taken the form of vitriolic character assassinations, but it's also taken the form of financial attacks. You've seen the boycotts. You've seen the hedge funds pulling out as a result of these witch hunt mobs that go after people's foundation source of income. You've seen them go after the advertisers on Sean Hannity's show and other shows. You've seen them go after people with giant frivolous lawsuits. The attack is constant. It's intensive. They don't play by the rules, which is why we need your support to fend off these kind of attacks to survive and thrive by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, which are on special offer, including DNA Force, which is 33% off. After last week's incredible sales, we're bringing you a big sale of a fan favorite, that is DNA Force, an advanced formula designed to help energize mitochondrial function and sustain healthy cell cycles. Now, you can get your bottle for 33% off, huge discount, while supplies last, which won't be long, with DNA Force from InfoWars Life. It's our multivitamin formula, also our multivitamin formula, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We've also got that on sale for a whopping 50% off. This is our best-selling proprietary formula. It can help you get all the essential vitamins and minerals you need. I mean, you're going to be buying vitamins and minerals anyway to sustain a healthy, active life. Why not get them from us? Why not get the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste? Our entire line is now 50% off to help you experience a fluoride-free lifestyle. Keep your teeth clean and feel the power of good halogen iodine for less with Super Blue fluoride-free products for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of those huge discounts today. Also get gift cards for Christmas at 10% off for the InfoWars store. Every year we all have trouble figuring out what the perfect gift is for our loved ones. You normally buy them tap that they don't even want. Sometimes it goes in the bin the next day. What's the point in that? While thousands of people storm the malls and stampede into department stores, we have the perfect choice for you. I've decided to buy InfoWars store digital gift cards on sale for 10% off with a coupon code BONUS. That's bonus. So that you can get your friends and family the gift of choice with hundreds of incredible products. There you can select the different amounts, $25, $50, $100, $150, whatever you want. Get the InfoWars Store e-gift card. It looks great. It's a great gift. And then people can buy what they actually want for themselves rather than getting something they don't want that they either get rid of or they just hand off to somebody else. So that is the InfoWars Store e-gift card again. That's a new introduction. It's got 7 reviews. They're all 5-star by the looks of it, so people are very happy with that service. InfoWars Store e-gift card at InfoWarsStore.com. There you see the 7 5-star reviews. We don't make them up, folks. It's an independent review system. They come in independently. We throw them up on the website. People are happy with that product, as they are with all the others, given the routinely high reviews that all these products receive, even in the face of the mainstream media, which again goes back to how I introduced this, trying to undermine, trying to sabotage the financial basis of our entire operation. See, they can't do it by threatening our advertisers because we don't really have any outside advertisers, at least not for InfoWars. It's all in-house. So they can't get us that way, and they really hate that. So instead, they have to attack the products themselves by claiming either they're a rip-off or they contain ingredients that shouldn't be in there. It hasn't worked. BuzzFeed did a huge investigation and found that it was all completely clean. It actually helped us. That's why we've got all those 5-star reviews. Happy customers at InfoWarsStore.com. Now let's get back to the news. This is probably going to bleed into the next segment because I want to cover this in depth. There was a Hollywood Reporter article up today, and it was a top story on DrudgeReport.com for a while earlier today. And in this Hollywood Reporter article, which is about, there you see the picture, it's her and Steven Spielberg. They're doing a movie about Katharine Graham, the former, I think it was the owner of the Washington Post. And, of course, it's all dressed in this feminist rhetoric. If you scroll down there, they say it's Spielberg's post-feminism in the tweet I sent out earlier. And they say in this article that, you know, amidst all the sexual attacks on women, this is what we need to be talking about. This is the kind of feminist movie with Meryl Streep fronting it that we really want to see be a success. Well, there's an article up on InfoWars.com which went up about an hour ago by yours truly. It's called Does Feminist, in quotation marks, Meryl Streep still support child rapist and sex abuser Roman Polanski? Meryl Streep tells The Hollywood Reporter in this article, that's their cover article for December, well, we are on the way to something better in the aftermath of the deluge of sex assault scandals, but the actress remains silent about one thing. Her support for child rapist and multiple-time sex abuser Roman Polanski. Now, let's not forget, Roman Polanski admitted raping a 13-year-old girl back in 1977. That isn't the only accusation by any means against Roman Polanski, and in fact I go through them in this article. There's 7 new accusations today on top of 4 that already existed. So you had Polanski, of course a famous director, drugging and raping a 13-year-old girl in 1977. You had German actress Renée Langer come out recently and accusing Polanski of raping her twice when she was 15. Another woman came out called Robin M, and she accused the director of sexually assaulting her when she was 16. Actress Charlotte Lewis also said Polanski sexually abused her when she was 16. So these were the accusations, bearing in mind one he's admitted to, and that's why he's a fugitive, because he admitted to raping a 13-year-old girl. That's why he can't come back into the United States or he'd be arrested. Those were the existing accusations on top of the admission. Now, Polanski has been accused of sexually abusing a string of women and children. These are new accusations. 7 new accusations in total, bringing the total number of claims against him to 11. One of the new accusers, Marion Bernard, claims that Polanski molested her on a beach in Malibu when she was just 10 years old. 10! Mallory Millett says Polanski attempted to rape her in 1970 when she was 29. So Roman Polanski has admittedly raped children. Now, women are accusing him of raping them. Other women have come out and said that he raped them when they were basically children, in one case 15 years old. Roman Polanski is a fugitive pedophile child molester. What does Hollywood and what does Meryl Streep have to say about Roman Polanski? Bearing in mind they haven't walked any of this back over the past 15 years. In fact, every time they're asked, they only double down on it. Let's go back, and we have a video here, to 2003. This is the Academy Awards in 2003, when they gave Roman Polanski, bearing in mind there's no plausible deniability here like there was with Weinstein, even though they all knew about it and they all covered up for him, they could at least claim publicly, oh, we didn't really know about anything, we would have blown the whistle, we didn't really know about it. In 2003... they all knew Roman Polanski had raped a child because he admitted to it decades earlier. They all knew. In 2003, they gave him an Oscar and a standing ovation, including Meryl Streep, at the Academy Awards in 2003. Let's go to that clip.
As from the very beginning, when all the arts and sciences of motion pictures bring movies to life, it is the director who gives them their pulse. And here are the nominees for the 75th Achievement in Directing.
So the awarding Roman Polanski, a known child molester,
Rob Marshall,
with an Oscar.
For Gangs of New York, Martin Scorsese.
2003, these are the nominations.
For the artist, Stephen Daldry.
Wait for it, he's coming up.
For the pianist, Roman Polanski.
Admitted child rapist nominated for the Oscar. Who do you think is going to win the Oscar? Who's going to win it? We'll find out after the break. Stay tuned to find out who wins.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show live. About the Mueller investigation into Trump's Deutsche Bank financial details. The White House is apparently claiming that Robert Mueller has not issued a subpoena to Deutsche Bank to look into Donald Trump and his family's financial dealings, while the mainstream media claimed he did. Now, I haven't checked into that fully. That's just a tweet that I've seen pop up in the last couple of minutes. So we'll be sure to follow up on that story. So it looks like even that might have been fake news. So we'll give you an update on that when we get it. Meryl Streep. She set herself up as a self-proclaimed feminist. She's now talking about all the victims of sexual assault coming out of Hollywood, how terrible it is, decrying the sexual assault of women, while still supporting and not disavowing an admitted child rapist and multiple time accused sex abuser, Roman Polanski. There's been an entire industry within an industry of denial of what Roman Polanski did amongst Hollywood elite for the past 15 plus years. In 2009, 100 leading industry figures signed a Free Polanski petition, lobbying for his release when he was arrested in Switzerland, because he gets arrested everywhere he tries to go, basically, because they try to extradite him. That's why he can't get back into the United States.
because he's an admitted child rapist. And Hollywood and Meryl Streep, the big feminist, the big representative of female victims of sexual assault, they all support him. They're all rampant hypocrites. Let's go back to that clip. 2003 Academy Awards. Remember, no plausible deniability. This is no Weinstein situation. They can't deny that they knew, even though they did in the case of Weinstein. But they can't even deny it. His public knowledge admitted he raped a 13-year-old girl after drugging her. And what did they do? They gave him an Oscar. Let's go to the clip again.
Goes to Roman Polanski.
Standing ovation. Whoops and hollers. And if we keep this clip running, you see it cuts back to the audience just in a second here. They're all going absolutely insane with joy that they've just awarded a child rapist an Oscar. Look, they're all happy about it. Some are standing up. Who's that in the background? Oh, it's Meryl Streep, look. Roll it back a bit. Roll it back a bit and pause on Meryl Streep in the background there. Because she is now setting herself up as a representative of women abused in Hollywood. There she is. There's Meryl Streep right there, standing and applauding an admitted child rapist being given an Oscar. Somebody who now faces accusations from seven more women, several of whom say that Polanski raped them when they were children, including one who said she was raped on a beach in Malibu when she was 10 years old. By the man who Meryl Streep is applauding, knowing that he was an admitted child rapist in 2003, knowing it. And even there's even a Snopes article about this because it's such a controversial thing. It, you know, did Meryl Streep give Roman Polanski a standing ovation? And even Snopes, which basically denies anything that makes the left look bad, even Snopes admits it's true because we got the video and we just showed it. And you saw an article there, you know, why does Hollywood keep defending Roman Polanski? This is an institution now within Hollywood. Who has disavowed Roman Polanski as a result of this sex abuse scandal, this deluge of accusations and admissions from all these people, the vast majority of whom were left-wing supporting Hillary Clintonites? They were all male feminists. They all celebrated International Women's Day. They relentlessly virtue signaled on Twitter about how much they loved women. I mean, Russell Simmons. I went through his entire Twitter history. It was just relentless about how much he loved women, how Donald Trump was bad for demeaning women, for his attacks on women. He's a rapist. He's an admitted rapist now. Russell Simmons. They're all the same. They're all rampant hypocrites. So 2003, they award Roman Polanski. Oh, yeah, and let's not even get into the whole Sharon Tate thing, how he went to the scene of the crime, took all these weird pictures with her blood smeared behind him. It's completely normal. We don't even need to get into that. But Roman Polanski, 2003, they give him an Oscar. Knowing he raped a child, they give him an Oscar. They award him. They literally award him after they know he raped a child. No plausible deniability. Meryl Streep stands up, gives him a standing ovation. 2009, they ask Meryl Streep again about Roman Polanski. This is 6 years later. And she defends him again. Let's go to that second clip from 2009. Here it is.
Roman Polanski. I'm very sorry that he's in jail.
There you have it. Very sorry that Roman Polanski is in jail. In and out of jail. He raped a 13-year-old girl after drugging her, and she's very sorry that he's in jail. That's Meryl Streep, the big feminist, the big defender of women and young girls, victims of sexual assault. Has not disavowed Roman Polanski. When will she do it? Now, of course, rumors and reports, some of which have proven to be true about Harvey Weinstein, numerous A-level actors, they see these are the latest accusations against Polanski, seven new accusations from seven new women. But we had with the Weinstein situation, they all knew it was going on. They all covered up for him. The New York Times killed the investigation into Weinstein back in 2004. It could have come out then, could have saved a lot of women being abused. Of course, big actors knew about it. They've since come out and had to admit that. Meryl Streep got up in a 2012 speech. Given all these rumors were circulating, loads of people knew about it. Of course, they've still got plausible deniability. They can claim they didn't, but the reports are in they did. She gets up in a 2012 speech, calls Harvey Weinstein, the serial abuser of women, a quote, God, and then labels him the Punisher. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
I just want to thank my agent, Kevin Uvain, and God, Harvey Weinstein.
Meryl's
the Punisher.
Weinstein, God.
Old Testament, I guess.
And then she calls him the Punisher. It's known his reputation's been... you have the Courtney Love clip. Remember that one? Where she's like, don't go in a hotel room with Harvey Weinstein. That was years before that. Everybody knew about it. She's calling him God in 2012. She's supporting Roman Polanski. Compare it to Lena Dunham, who I'm no fan of, obviously. But Lena Dunham, and the headline is Lena Dunham, sorry for publicly supporting friend accused of rape. Lena Dunham came out because, you know, we've been told you have to believe the accuser. So, okay, we'll play by your rules then. Now we have to believe every accuser without evidence, even though it's going to ensnare the vast majority of people who are ensnared by that are going to be on the left because they're all perverts coming out of DC and Hollywood. But okay, let's go by your rules. Let's just believe the accuser. All women who claim they were raped. There's no due process, nothing. We have to believe them. Like Hillary Clinton said, apart from when it's victims of Bill Clinton, obviously that's a different story. But Lena Dunham, this was quite recently. Let's look at the date. This was Sunday, 19th of November, a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Lena Dunham has issued an apology after coming out in support of a friend and a former colleague accused of rape. He was Murray Miller, a writer for Dunham's hit TV drama Girls, who was accused of raping actress Aurora Perrineau when she was 17 years old. So he was accused of raping a girl. Lena Dunham, his friend, the top feminist, Lena Dunham, again, another feminist, she defended the man. She said this didn't happen. He didn't rape her, but no, we have to believe the accuser. Lena Dunham had to walk that back. She had to come out because she got vilified and attacked. And in fact, I defended her at the time and said, well, no, actually, if the man denies being a rapist, you at least have to give him due process. Like all these cases we're talking about, whether it be Weinstein or Polanski or whoever, they're admitted. They're admitted. So there's no mystery around it. But Lena Dunham got absolutely vilified and attacked for defending her friend, for saying that this woman was basically lying in accusing this guy of raping her. She got vilified. Meryl Streep has not disavowed an admitted child rapist. She's getting away with it. It's a free pass. Why are we not asking questions of Meryl Streep? Well, because if she gets brought down, the whole thing could come tumbling down. Because, of course, she's the queen of virtue signaling. Remember, what was it, the Golden Globes back in January or whatever, when she gave up and gave the big anti-Trump speech saying he was attacking immigrants, he was attacking women. She's now set herself up as the big defender, the big moral guardian of victims of sexual abuse, women coming out of Hollywood, while defending, refusing to disavow Roman Polanski, an admitted child rapist and someone who now has a further 7 sexual assault accusations against him, including the rape of a 10-year-old girl. They're even younger than the 13-year-old girl he raped in 1977. And Meryl Streep is still standing behind him, refusing to disavow. She is the ultimate hypocrite. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.